In Lamentations, we encounter a people grieving the loss of their city. Sitting in the ruins, they examine the rubble and ask why. And as they ask why, they find themselves culpable. God had invited them to build a city with the measuring lines of love and goodness and equity and mutual care. But they didn't. In chapter 2, they say that God has stretched a measuring line across the city and caused it to fall. As the city leans further and further away from mutually liberating love and justice, this measuring line is an act of mercy. So they sit with the rubble. They allow the pain to speak to them. They allow lament to instruct them. They allow shame to lay them bare before they begin again to build, this time clothed in liberation, and, one could hope, prepared to build again within the measuring lines of love and goodness and equity and mutual care. As we collectively face the trauma of COVID-19, I said last week, and I will say it again, God did not cause this. God loves you. God loves each of us deeply. And indeed, humans did not cause the particularly cruel virus. But humans did create a system that COVID-19 exposed. Invited to build a society on love and goodness and equity and mutual care, we chose not to. We instead built with the doctrine of discovery and slavery. And I would argue slavery now, today, as many of our low-wage workers are called essential workers and are not working, many of them out of the goodness of their hearts, but out of the emptiness of their bank accounts. And I would actually say, out of the bankruptcy of our structural and societal compassion. So we build with slavery and white supremacy and American exceptionalism, with health being dependent on wealth, with food as a commodity that we will destroy no matter who is hungry if there is not a market for profit. With funding the militarization of space and a wall at our southern border while defunding collaborative work toward global human health. With suspicion toward other nations rather than mutual love and shalom. We're told in Lamentations that God took a measuring line across the city. We're told other places that sometimes when things get so far off the center of liberating love and justice, God shakes the very foundations of the earth. You see, we've built something so precarious, so broken, so unjust, that all it takes is a little shake. Toppling down. And there's a severe mercy to be found in the rubble. Our invitation is to examine the rubble, to lament, to listen to that lament, to ask why, to rage, to weep, to learn. In Asia, I've heard that car sales are skyrocketing. People are afraid of public transit, and they want to drive themselves. Some are touting that COVID-19 is the savior of our planet. We need one, and this is it. We will learn. But the destruction of a broken city will only lead to building more destructive cities, even more destructive than before, until we are able to examine the rubble, to weep, to lament, to expose our collective sin that brought us here. Then maybe we can build a new world. In our gospel today, Jesus talks of a building. He says he'll build us a new home. I imagine it's a home built on mutually liberating love and justice for all, for the human and non-human world. I imagine it follows those measuring lines of love and goodness and equity and mutual care. The disciples ask, how can we get to this building? And in Lamentations, we read, how can we know the Eternal One's way? Where is this building? Jesus tells us that we know the way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But it's better translated, I am the way that leads to truth and life. Or you could say, you know Jesus. You have seen Jesus. You have lived with Jesus. And Jesus has lived the way that leads to truth and life. Once we examine the rubble, once we lament in honesty and in solidarity, then we can listen as Spirit speaks to us. You know the way. You know the way. The Jesus way leads to truth and life. The Jesus way is filled with love and goodness and equity and mutual care and a way of living that is eternal. Amen.